The truth of the gospel builds faith within us to the extent that we get a revelation that Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us is full and complete, and that in Christ alone we are fully accepted, fully beloved, and blessed with every spiritual blessing. That is the essence of real biblical faith.
Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Alan Wright, welcome to Sharing the Light, a program of healing and hope, sharing the good news of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. I'm Daniel Britt, a new voice here at Sharing the Light. Today, gathered in the studio with me for a special program are Alan Wright and David Worf, two voices you are familiar with. Over the past 2 days, our primary message came not from Alan, but from David Worf, as he shared his heart and from his own experience. David has been an important player on the Sharing the Light team, all the way from its radio beginnings. We're showing our gratitude to David for his service and time today, as another chapter begins with a new sound and presentation on the daily Sharing the Light with Alan Wright radio broadcast. This is David's last broadcast with Sharing the Light. I'm pleased to accept the invitation to carry on the standard of excellence that David helped to instill around here, which comes from many years of his own broadcasting experience.
Many, many years ago, I started when I was actually in high school, 15 years old, in broadcasting, and have been doing it for a long time, and walked away from it in 1980 thinking I would never return, until I sat in the congregation of Allen's Church and I thought, this guy's got to be on radio. And I knew a lot of folks in the radio business, and it stayed in touch. So I really have had a ball being at the microphone with Alan throughout all of the Sharing the Light series, and it's been a great time. But did everything from rock and roll to country, and then gospel on Sunday mornings, as every good country radio station had to have gospel on Sunday morning to get us straight from Saturday night.
Sitting in the congregation, was it strictly your idea, or God was speaking to several of you in the church at that point to launch Sharing the Light? How did all that come about?
Well, I think it was several of us in the congregation and pushing towards Alan, but I had some a friend, a good close friend, in Ben Payton, and I actually took one of Alan's sermons and went up and put a little 15-minute program together and came back and asked Alan to put it in his car radio and listen to it one day and see what he thought. And I don't know how surprised he was, but from a personal standpoint of being under Alan's ministry for all these years since he's been with us at Rinalda, it's I knew that more people than was sitting there on Sunday morning needed to hear this message. And he has such a way, as everyone now knows that's been listening for these many years to the program, has a way of teaching the gospel in a way that makes it understandable to us, and it hits us right between the eyes and right in the heart. So radio has always been in my blood, and it's been in my background. And to be quite honest, I felt like that Alan is the next ones to come along. There's a lot of people on radio and TV, and most of them are real white-haired, or in Adrian Rogers' point of view, already gone home to be with the Lord and still on radio. So I felt like it was time for a new voice.
Sure. We did. We had so much fun, Daniel, and getting it launched. I remember when, you know, you guys, David, you all were coming to me for a long time talking about need to be on radio. And I just sort of smile and pat you guys on the back and say, well, we'll do that one day, trying to imagine how we ever would. And when we finally made the decision to launch it, it really partly was when you put together that first program, and I thought, well, wow, I didn't know I could sound that good. And we had some fun in the early days, didn't we? Daniel, we'd meet. We weren't in the professional studio. We're in a little home studio that was by no means soundproof. Remember the dog episodes, Dave?
Oh yeah, we had many times the dog was there, or if the family came home and blew the horn to let Alan know they were home, we'd have to stop. And and at first we didn't even have a mixer. We were all huddled around one mic going straight into the computer. And
I have to apologize once again for the bad lighting, David. He's only got one real good eye, and there wasn't much lighting in there. I finally got the light bulb replaced for you, it was fun beginnings to it.
I think our listeners need to know that also the air conditioner and the heater would make noise. So when we were recording in the depths of the winter, we had to get the room rather warm and then turn everything off so we could, or in the same in the summer. But, you know, it never, all of that was so much fun on this side of the microphone that the audience never hears. But the word never changed. The heart of all of us that have been involved, and as many of our listeners know, we all volunteer. This is never a paycheck came from here to me for the ministry, and I am proud of that, and the fact that we were able to give what God has given me in a voice back to Alan and to Renolda and to Sharing the Light. It's meant the world to us.
I've seen a lot of situations where somebody believes their pastor should be on the radio. The sermon should be on the radio, and they say it for a long time. Finally, it may come to fruition, but typically it's just the sermon on the radio. You guys, and David, I'm sure you're very instrumental in this, in seeing that maybe a little bit more than just the sermon should be put into the radio broadcast, like the closing thoughts, the little banter back and forth that kind of unpacks the sermon and the text for radio listeners. Obviously, a lot of sacrifices and effort went into those parts of the program. What, in your mind, made you think, okay, this needs to be more than just putting the sermon on radio?
I think it's a way to get Alan to be Alan, like he is here today in the studio, that he's got a God-given talent that not many have in the ministry, that that are good at preaching the word, but also at understanding the listeners and who's hearing this. And I got to see Alan in his conference ministry. And that's when I knew that we had to do something more than just crop a sermon, cut it up in 18 minutes, and get it on the radio. But when you see him, and if any of our listeners have been to his conferences, he would stay there all day and night talking to every one of them and praying with every one of them. And I'm taken back to Moultrie, Georgia, where we did a session one time, and we were there for the weekend, and we were leaving, and Bob Roach, who's very active in the ministry, and Jeff Deaton were there, and we were going to be on Bob's plane, had to go. And this young man had heard in the sermon that we were going to have lunch with some of the people from the church, and he had gone and gotten his wife, and she was a nurse in a local hospital. And Alan had done his blessing service that Sunday. And it's just, I get tingles every time I think about it, what those services have meant in our church and where he does them. This young gentleman had gotten up and had gotten his wife and drove to every restaurant in Moultrie, Georgia. Thank goodness we weren't in Atlanta. And came back to the church where we were and where we had eaten, and we were ready to go, and knew we had weather ahead of us.
Sure.
But at seeing Alan walk off on the property near a large tree with this gentleman and his wife, and the three of them huddled in prayer, Jeff Deaton and I, neither one had a dry eye. Bob was frantically trying to get everything in the car to get us to the airport, but I knew then what this man's heart was, and it needed to be given around the messages and not just the message.
Today's program is very unique. Obviously, the past couple of days, we've heard from David's heart, his story, his testimony, and now his impact in sharing the light. Alan, this is a good opportunity, I think, to, especially for new folks, new friends, new listeners to Sharing the Light, to remind us all what the mission, what the purpose and vision of Sharing the Light really is.
When we began, we summarized it this way, Daniel. There have been on the radio, there's excellent Bible teaching, and there are also programs that are good counseling and healing-focused sorts of programs. And I think the best way to describe what we believe our mission is to so proclaim the good news of what God has done in Jesus Christ that a healing transformation takes place in the soul. That our love is for the purity and the simplicity of the gospel to be proclaimed in such a way that the wounds of yesterday, the broken hearts, the broken relationships, the matters of life that can make life become heavy, and all of this for which Jesus came to heal us and set us free, we want to proclaim the gospel in a way that meets people right at that point. So Sharing the Light is unique in that it is a gospel proclamation ministry that is focused towards the healing of persons in their souls. So along with our radio broadcast, we seek to impart resources through the web and through an ongoing conference ministry that is largely related to the ministry of Free Yourself, Be Yourself, formerly Shame Off You, and the conferences that we do and the workbook that we've produced and the resources. But it's not just for that particular ministry of the healing of shame. It really is for the healing of the whole person and for the leading of people into wholeness. Because this is the conviction that I carry increasingly every day of my life and become actually more and more passionate about this, that it is not simply mental assent to biblical principles that will transform us. It is a deep revelation of the fullness and the sufficiency and the finality of what has been accomplished for us through Jesus Christ. And all of our inheritance that we have in the new covenant, wherein the Holy Spirit bears witness to our spirits that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, and if heirs, then joint heirs with Christ. And we just watch so many people be healed and transformed of deep-seated shame as they begin to understand that the Christian life is not about my oath to God. It's about God's oath to me in Jesus Christ. It's not about so much what I can do for God, as important as that is. It really is about what God has done for me. And therefore, the Christian life gets motivated and filled with the zeal of the Holy Spirit by this revelation of what God has done for us in Jesus. And so we, in one way or another, are orienting the message such that that good news, and that good news alone, is being directly applied to very practical matters and broken places in people's lives and relationships. And that's really what Sharing the Light is all about.
You're a pastor of a very vibrant church. Typically, I think pastors of any size church are some of the busiest people I know, and preaching is only a small part of the responsibility of a pastor. So the natural question I have is, why would you add radio to your plate, ever-growing plate of responsibilities? Why do you feel so passionate to extend your ministry to a radio audience?
Well, we started, as we said earlier, because David made me. But
and that was discussed a lot.
It was discussed a lot.
Mostly by wife Ann. But
it was. It was discussed over and over. Several things have converged in the first place. Our church, our local church, has a kingdom vision, and I carry a kingdom vision. We want the local church to be as healthy as it can possibly be, and it's a very important mission there in the local church. But what we see is that every church is given gifts and a uniqueness to the ministry that that church has been given by the Lord. And the more you catch a vision of this is about the proclamation of the gospel and the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, more than it is about building a local church, as important as that is, it began to occupy not just my thought, but I think our whole leadership who began to gain that vision. And when something gets down in your heart so deep, Daniel, that it is like, I can't, in a sense, I can't just stand by when we could do more to let people know how powerful and just how good and how sweet and how healing our gospel is. And so, it's been a lot of extra work, but it has been a labor of love. And quite honestly, it's a real delight. It really is.
Alan Wright and David Worf sitting around the table today. David, you've given hours and hours of your time to this ministry, and we've talked a little bit about that and even touched on the fact that you believe strongly in this message to instigate a lot of this, get the thought process started, invest time and energy. As you bring to a conclusion 3 years of on-air ministry with Sharing the Light, what do you feel like the Lord is telling you about the purpose and vision of Sharing the Light? Would you echo what Alan said?
I definitely would echo what Alan said, and I'd like to, after the testimony the audience has heard the last couple of days, is one of the key things is, to me, a mental illness or a mental disorder or whatever you want to call it in the church today, I believe, this is my thought, has always been looked on as something you don't want to share with anyone and say, please pray with me over. I will tell someone, as I said in my message, you've got cancer. I'll, you know, please pray for me. My children are sick. Pray for me. But Alan Wright has hit a vein with the Shame Off You series and now the new name, and has touched on and opened up a book in church that is okay to talk about, is I have problems. Mm. And the radio listeners have heard that. And he takes away the law aspect of it and brings in grace in a way that I have never heard it being raised for the many years I've been on this earth. And I think by hearing the way he presented the gospel, not changing the gospel, just opening pages in the gospel that I personally had not seen that way, has healed so many people in those areas that have been taboo to mention in a church before. And I think that's where, to me, I echo not only what he's saying, but his openness and his own issues. And most pastors don't talk about that. And goodness knows the listeners have heard the last couple of days in my life, is you don't talk about those things. Alan, I remember a video you got from Joplin, Missouri, and God bless everybody in Joplin who's going through what they're going through right now. But Joplin was a big center for us when I was the book table dude and getting the books out. And we sold tons and tons of books into Joplin. But we got a video from a church out there that, to me, showed what I just said. Is there was two young ladies in the front of the church, and one of them had a beach ball. And she was bouncing it around, and everybody could see her issue. But there was a young lady standing next to her that had a very heavy rock in her pocket that she had been carrying for years. And when she pulled it out, even when you saw it, you didn't feel it till you felt the weight of it. And to me, that little vignette on that video drove home what Shame Off You, what this whole ministry of sharing the light to a subject in that dark pocket where that rock was, that somebody would feel safe enough in listening to this message to share with a pastor in their city or with Alan by email how to pray for me. And he would do it through the show. So somewhere in between the beach ball and the rock, to me, is where sharing the light is helping people all over the nation.
Our vision extends beyond radio to book and CD album resources. This week's special offer is a teaching series that can help us overcome the problems of fear in our own lives.
Well, you know, when the scriptures says that we overcome through Christ, it's not really a promise that we're going to have easy circumstances. It's not really a promise that life is going to just be comfortable because we're followers of Christ. And in fact, in some ways, it becomes less comfortable. But the assurance is that the grace of God is sufficient for us. So here's a series to say overcoming it all through the grace of God is to say that God will not leave us where we do not have grace to face our difficulties. And we have some difficult things to face. One of the messages is about really facing our deepest fear, the fear of death. Or how do we live in very difficult circumstances when we're really suffering? How do we live and not go into despair? I think the grace of God and the epistle of Hebrews speaks to this.
Make contact with us online at sharingthelight.org, and we'll have more ways for you to contact us towards the end of today's broadcast. But first, with all our talk this week of anxiety, oppression, and fear, Alan, what is the gospel's answer to the root of our fear?
Yeah, fear is the exact perversion of faith. In other words, faith is a belief in something that is positive. Most simply put, fear is also a belief. In the same way that faith envisions something happening in the future, fear also envisions something happening in the future. And I came to this conviction some years ago that if, as the scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, then if fear is the exact perversion, then fear must also come by hearing, but not hearing the word of God, but hearing the word of the lie, hearing the word of the enemy. In other words, the truth of the gospel builds faith within us, and especially to this extent, to the extent that we get a revelation
that Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us is full and complete, and that in Christ alone we are fully accepted, fully beloved, and blessed with every spiritual blessing. That, starting with Abraham, the idea you're blessed, that is the essence of real biblical faith. So fear is the exact perversion of that, where fear begins to ask the what if, not in a positive direction, but in a negative direction, and it has the what if of all the failures and messages of condemnation that can come with it, and at its root believes a lie that says, I'm not able to be accepted, I'm not able to be loved, that the cross is not enough, I need to add something to it. And so it can be very subtle. But I think that underneath every fear, there is some sort of a lie. The real deception is that if I fail and people laugh at me and reject me, that I can't be okay anyway. That's it. Because it's too superficial to try to cover up our fears by saying, well, you won't mess up and people will love you. Well, we know deep down that's not guaranteed. But what we do need to know is that the guarantee of God's love and acceptance, regardless of how many times we fail, is given to us in the gospel. So we approach fear, I think, often too superficially, and if we approach it from addressing the lies, the foundational lies that are at the root of the fears, and bring the gospel to bear upon it, I think that's where most of our fears get healed.
Alan Wright and David Worf in the studio as we are bringing this program to a conclusion, closing one chapter of the program's history with David's service here. David, let's get down and talk. Any pointers that I need to know in keeping Alan's timing under control, or what I need to watch out?
Now watch it now,
pitfall,
David.
Pitfalls with Alan, huh?
Well, Alan, I guess, Daniel, as I pass the baton off to you to work with this great guy, is the studio in itself, if you're going to do it here, then you know, you've taken out the dog, you've taken out the horns, you've taken out the heating and air. So I think sharing the light is in some great hands and some great future as it goes forward, Daniel.
Thanks, David. And our special product this week is a CD of your awe-inspiring testimony of God's grace overcoming fear in your life. How about saying goodbye to our listeners of Sharing the Light and telling them one last time how they can contact us to get their copy of your testimony on CD?
Well, I want to thank everybody for putting up with me for these years and look forward to Daniel and Alan and all that will be going forward. And remember, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-LIGHT-60, or you can visit us at the web at sharingthelight.org, or write us directly at Sharing the Light, Post Office Box 5008 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Zip code is 27113. Remembering that toll-free number once again, it's 877-LIGHT-60. And now, for some closing inspiration, here's our author, teacher, and good friend, Alan Wright.
David, all my love and all my gratitude for what has been a beautiful 3 years, the vision that has been launched in all our hearts, and we and all the listeners have a great debt of gratitude to you. Your courage this week, David, in sharing your testimony for thousands and thousands of people all across the nation is a reminder to us that if we walk in the light as he's in the light, then we'll have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus will purify us of all of our unrighteousness. That there is healing when we become open about our fears so that we can bring them into the light of the gospel. Father, we thank you for the amazing grace that you poured out into this ministry through David Worf, and the amazing grace that you poured into his life to heal him of so much, and for his witness that shines like a beacon from a hill. May it be, Lord, for everyone who listens, that the opening up of the heart with the truth of the gospel and the glory of the good news of Jesus would be transforming in the unique ways that you have planned. And we will give you, God, all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name.
This has been Sharing the Light with Alan Wright, a listener-supported production of Sharing the Light Ministries.